We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach discussing the halachas of Schita on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah teaches us, the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalet teaches us that Mutar Luschot Eshkol Anovim L'Toich K'dei Rosh Yesh Bo Tavshil. That even though, as we've been learning, Schita is also on Shabbos, you're allowed to squeeze out grapes into a patch yesh by tafshel k'day l'takana oichel. When you want to make the food taste better and you want to squeeze in some grape juice, that is permissible. Davalei mashka habola oichel, because since the liquid comes into the food, k'oichel dami. So over here we're learning is that you're allowed to squeeze the juice, but we only are allowed to squeeze as much juice as we need, say the poiskim, to make the food taste better. And even if afterwards there is some leftover juice, that's okay, because since your intention was to make the food taste better, your intention wasn't to get the juice, that's not called schita. In a situation where there is liquid in a food, and when the liquid will go directly into the food, then it's always mutter. So if you're squeezing fruit something directly into the food, then you're always allowed to squeeze as much as you want. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Vav teaches us Mutar Lischot Lemonish. You're allowed to squeeze, and this is an important question, you're allowed to squeeze lemon. D'lo mitzer, so says the Shulchan Aruch, it's only osur. Kel el kederek lishtois mei schitas aperi. It's only usur when it is the minig to drink, to squeeze it without any other mixture. And lemonade apparently has other ingredients in it as well. Inami, continues the Shulchan Aruch, d'loy mitzal k'shsoich the meim v'levad v'akach ma'avon osoi. Aval im minig l'schoi meim v'lotoich mashka Acher, litim by tam, if you're squeezing it into a different liquid to give tam its mutter. So the Achrayim debate, here the Shulchan Aruch is giving us two reasons why you're allowed to squeeze a lemon. One is because you don't squeeze it with itself, and one is because you put it into other foods. So nowadays, we have lemon juice that has no other ingredient in it. So the first reason is there, but the second reason is not there. And therefore, there's a big question if you're allowed to squeeze lemons b'zman hazeh. Some say it's mutter, even b'zman hazeh, even if your interpretation is to make lemon juice, because since lemon juice is not drank, you don't drink straight lemon juice. And others say that since b'zman hazeh people squeeze lemon juice straight, it's also. But even the ones that are machmer, because of the fact that the Shulchan Aruch differentiates between lemon and everything else, they agree that lemon juice is not considered, lemons are not considered like zeisim anovim, it's considered like tusim rimonim. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nechabei says that if somebody wants to squeeze a lemon, what he should do is not squeeze it out alone, squeeze out the lemon juice, but rather what he should do is squeeze it onto the sugar, and therefore fall into the category, or what we discussed a few moments ago, a mashka habol oichel. A mashka habol oichel, we said, is mutter.
However, there are poskim that are machmer, and they take the approach that since this lemon juice that was put onto the oichel, onto the sugar, will ultimately be put into a drink, into a tea or whatever, that's considered like it was squeezed into a mashka, and therefore we should be machmer. Another very commonly asked question is squeezing out a food that has an abundance of oil. Is that considered schita? So the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Ches teaches us, Hatzoichi dag l'tziroi, if somebody squeezes out a fish to get out the fish fat, dina kesoichi kvash v'shlokas l'meimeim, it's like squeezing out pickles. On the Mishnah Berurah, in Sifkotan Laman Aleph, says it makes a difference. If the fat or the liquid that's in the food that you're squeezing out is from itself, then it's mutter. But if it's fat or different liquid that was poured into this food and I want to squeeze it out, that's usur. And therefore, according to the Mishnah Berurah, only if you grilled fish or meat without any other, without water or oil, so then the fat that you're squeezing out is from the fish or the meat itself, and therefore would be permissible to be squeezed out. But if something was fried or cooked in water or oil, so then what you're squeezing out is liquid that's not inherent to this actual food and would be usur. However, sometimes the fat is not liquidy. It's like already thicker. And if it's thicker, then it's not considered a mashka. And if it's not a mashka, then it's permissible, because the only time it's also to do schita is that you're not allowed to do schita on a liquid. This is not a liquid, and since it's not a liquid, it's permissible to do the schita on such a food.